ask yourself first. Ask yourself first. Now, growing up, we are taught and conditioned to look up to teachers, to parents, to role models, and ask them, what should we do? What should we do with our lives? What should we build in the world? What should we become? And what I'm basically suggesting to you is a reversal of that principle. It is, before you ask anybody else, ask yourself first. Ask yourself, what do I want to become? What do I want to build in my life? What do I want my life to look like? Not to look at somebody else's Instagram account and what their life looks like and, oh, that would be so nice. Maybe I can build that for myself. No, what do you want your life to look like? It becomes very adult very quickly because you're no longer the child looking up to adult mentors and guides. You are the adult that is striking out on your own with your own vision. And the analogy that I'll give to you is that teachers like me and others can give you tools. Like I can hand you the hammer and the nails and even to some degree, like teach you how to hammer. But the vision of what you're building must be your own. You must know what you are building, and that can only come from you. So ask yourself first. Get in this habit whenever you are contemplating something, whenever you're struggling with a choice to make, whenever you are thinking through a problem that you want to solve. The critical habit that I want you to take on, and make no mistake, it's a task. Like this takes more effort, okay? The reason that more people don't have an active mind is laziness. They don't want to expend the mental energy. So this is gonna take more energy. It's much easier just to passively take in somebody else's information and just rote memorize it and just copy down exactly what they say and do what they say. That takes no thinking at all. Anybody can do that. And active living intelligence requires energy. And so the habit that I'm suggesting to you, inviting you to take on for yourself, is to, instead of asking somebody else, ask yourself first. You can get clarity on the solutions that you come up with. You can refine them with the help of others. You can build upon them. You can shape and mold them using the advice of others and the input of others. But that first spark of intelligence, that first spark of thought must come from you. Must come from you, okay? And I'll give you an example from my own life. As I was building the Deep Game program, the one thing that I never did, never, 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 was use the work of other people, okay? So when I first set out to build Deep Game, I sat down with my laptop, with a notebook, and I started building Deep Game from my own mind, okay? From my own mind. I didn't have a collection of books, run through all of those, grab the concepts that I like, reformat them and retemplate them into something that was reconfigured so that I could call it my own and then, you know, deliver that as the product. No, it completely, I literally mean completely, came from my own mind. The structure of the program, the material of the program, the sequencing of the program, that was an organic process of active mind that happened within me. It wasn't, once again, reading a bunch of books, taking the concepts, reorganizing them, and then delivering a product based on other people's ideas. That's not what it is. What I did do is when I needed a quote to back up a certain example that I was giving, if I was making a scientific statement, I needed to validate those facts. So I'd go onto Google and make sure that they were true. And if there was another fact that might back up the point I was making a little bit better, I would use that. So in that way, I was referencing other material, but only when necessary and only when it was deemed necessary by my own mind. The initial momentum of the thought, the vision, and the essence of the program itself came from my own mind. This is why, like, the most common reaction from players who come into Deep Game is, I was not expecting that. Almost every player who comes into the program says, like, whoa, that is not at all what I was expecting it to be. That I've never seen anything like this before. And the whole reason is because there isn't anything like it, because it came from my mind, okay? What I'm inviting you to do is to build your life on those same premises, to build your life on those same premises so that it becomes this expression of your unique individuality as a human being. This is an adult path. It takes more effort than just passively becoming what somebody else thinks you should become and rote memorizing the script for your life and copying something else. This is the hero's journey. This is the courageous path, right? This is like the gladiator sport of life versus being up in the stands watching it happen. This is being on the ground floor with your boots on the ground, walking this path of life with using the force of your will and the vision that comes from your own mind, nobody else's. This is a skill that you will develop for the rest of your life. And it is the, arguably could be said, the most important skill that you will develop for the rest of your life. And one of the most fulfilling skills as well that you will develop for the rest of your life. And so I encourage you so, so deeply to take on this habit of asking yourself first. And the way that you might do this, practice that you might take on, a way that can help you to ask yourself first with more clarity, is simply journal-based contemplation. So get yourself I like Moleskine notebooks personally. Any old notebook will do. And when you're contemplating something that you need to ask yourself first on, sit down with the notebook and write the question that you're contemplating at the top of the sheet of paper, and then answer it. Answer it from your own mind. This is essentially how I built Deep Game. And answer that question from your own mind. Once you have that answer, maybe you don't get it right away. And again, this is a skill. So, you know, the first few times you might get a dud and you might not get an answer. And then you sit down, you get a little bit more clarity and a little bit more clarity. What you will find when I first started doing this, I remember there was a period of time for about 6 months, my first Moleskine notebook where I was doing contemplations almost every day. That Moleskine notebook was about six. I'm stumbling on my words right now because I've been talking for so long in this video. When I first started this Moleskine notebook, my answers to the questions were pretty vanilla. They were pretty predictable. They seemed deep at the time. And yet 6 months later, when I finished that notebook, I went through every single page of the notebook and I revisited the answers to those questions. And in just 6 months of doing this practice of daily journal contemplation, I had literally watched my mind and thinking process and active mind mature and strengthen and clarify and grow sharper. I saw it happen page by page by page. And so just like you refine your form and your shooting stroke, this will do the same thing. This will do the same thing. It will sharpen and refine your thinking process and your active mind. Hey, it's Taylor. I hope you enjoyed this clip. And if you'd like to watch the full length talk, we'll have the title and or link for you in the description so that you can check it out there. And as always, if you'd like to go even deeper, the best place to do that is in our free masterclass over at deepgame.com, which I believe will be the most powerful hour of basketball learning of your life. I hope we see you there.